Okay, everyone's been waiting patiently. We're all in order here. Let me call this meeting to order of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. It is Thursday, November 8th. Welcome, everyone. We're looking forward to hearing the public testimony that you've signed up for. Still a chance to sign up to give us some testimony if you'd like. We ask people to sign the forms at the table outside the room, so if you're interested. I also want to announce a change in our agenda to reorder the second and third item and explain the reason for that. We're going to have the director's report after the commissioner's discussion and the meeting approval, the minutes approval. And the reason for that is because the director's report includes some items that will be of interest to those of you who have signed up to testify on the octopus harvest that just took place. So we assume that you'll want to hear that before you testify. And then there's also another item that's necessary to hear from the director about that he will explain before we have our open public input. So just that's the only change we're making on the agenda so far. So the first item is always our call to order, in which we ask commissioners to wake up and share brilliant thoughts and wisdom they've earned in the past month since we've seen everyone last. Does anyone have something to bring to the table?
You set a pretty high bar just
after that.
Okay, it doesn't have to be wise. Just observations, any activities you've been involved in. I know there's a lot of good topics on our agenda today that we can get right into. Everyone's been waiting patiently here. So, Commissioner Schmidt.
Chair and commissioners, I'll start then. Have you ever wondered how accurate the counts at our dams are? And knowing how important that information and that data is, in the old days, and I come from Central Washington, so I'm familiar with the Chelan-Douglas County dams. You know, it had people sitting in the bowels of the dams, looking at the window, pushing a button for species, numbers, and hatch reversing wild. And that works fairly well, but what do you do when you have around a 480,321 fish? You know, how accurate is that when there's 50 fish going through in an instant and you have multiple species? Well, I saved an article because just recently things have really changed and has improved the counts. And the article's from Wenatchee World. It's called Current Numbers: If Counting Fish Isn't a Science, at least it's a skill. What has occurred in all the mid-Columbia dams is they now do it with video cameras, with backup cameras, nobody present, and they count then the next day with the ability to back up and accurately go through these counts. And I'll have Tammy copy the article. I found it interesting, and with our discussions about the Lower Columbia River, it's very pertinent. And I'm certain from a lay view that this has improved the counts by at least 10% to 15% on the accuracy. So a good news advancement in science that we really need.
Sounds interesting. I'm sure there's still small facilities where people are still, we saw in the Wenatchee River.
A good example in Tumwater Canyon or Tumwater Dam, where we used to have people at 24 hours around the clock in certain runs. No, they've gone to video camera there as well, funded by the PUDs.
Automation. Okay. Commissioner Caney?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just very fortunate to last week to have attended a trip over to the Montana to Missoula with the director and several of the staff. Some Forest Service people went just to go over and basically, you know, learn from them and some of the things they've been doing with non-lethal and as well as lethal work with wolves, with ranchers. It was a great trip, and I think the director might talk more about it, but really came away with that attitude that, yes, it's going to be a lot of work. There's no easy answers, but with time, people do adapt and people work in partnerships, and there's a way that you get through this that everybody can learn from people that have been doing it for a few years. We were met very graciously the first evening with several folks from the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. A couple of the wildlife commissioners attended that, and it was just a really great learning session that maybe we can share more about later. And I was very sorry to miss last month's meeting and all the talk about wolves, but I was elk hunting and was successful, so anyway, thank you.
We're sorry you missed that meeting. It was a good discussion. Commissioner Perry?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Since all the subject of wolves was brought up, I'll just throw this in as just a bit of information. I had a reason to be in northern Nevada last week and evaluated a very large ranch. They run on about 200,000 acres there with all their leases and so forth, and they are just now starting to experience wolves. So they are getting around the western U.S., and I assume that that will increase, but they said they haven't had any problems, but they are starting to see them.
Interesting. Okay. We have one set of minutes to consider from our conference call November 2nd, last Friday, and I have to just compliment Tammy and Aaron for getting these minutes done incredibly quickly, so excellent job. We used to have quite a backlog.
Especially during elk season.
Yeah. Especially during elk season, yeah. Okay, does anyone have any corrections to make to the agenda? To the minutes? No? Commissioner Jennings, you want to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the minutes of the Friday, November 2nd, 2012 conference call.
Thank you. Do I have a second? The motion's been seconded by Commissioner Mankin. Approve the minutes of the conference call from November 2nd, 2012, as presented. Further comments? Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thanks. Okay.